Welcome back to Rudy Maxa's World. Nice to have you here. By the way, if you're a fan of Facebook, please go to my fan page on Facebook and click the like button. I post sort of interesting items during the week, during my travels. And we also link to our guests on the show. So if you hear somebody talking about something you'd like to hear more about, you should find a link at Rudy Maxa's fan page on Facebook. Mike and Ann Howard got married. A couple of Americans wanted to go on honeymoon. Week, 2 weeks didn't appeal to them. They did a two-year honeymoon. They called it their honey trek. It took them to six continents, 33 countries, 302 places, and they join me now. Mike and Ann Howard, welcome to the show. Nice to have you here.
Nice to be here.
Was this a decision you made way ahead of time? And give me in a nutshell how you handled this. What you gave up here in America? What you put on hold? How you did it, basically?
Well, it wasn't something that we've been planning all our lives, for sure. We were kind of quote-unquote normal workers. We were in New York, and we were usually doing the 10-day vacation once a year. And then I actually met a German friend through another friend of mine, actually at Oktoberfest, and he told me about this trip that he had just done with his fiance, and they went around the world for 12 months, visited 18 countries, and did it for around $100 a day for the two of them, all in. And when I heard that, I came back from this vacation and spoke with Anne, and we had, our wedding was coming up. We were engaged at the time, and we just kind of looked at a map, and we're trying to plan where we wanted to go, and we were putting little post-its and pins up on the map, and we just had so many places we wanted to see that, and this guy, this German friend, kept flashing through our mind that he did this trip, and we just looked at each other and said, hey, like, if we don't do this now, we may never do it again for the rest of our lives. And we just kind of seized on the moment and decided to do this trip about a year before we got married.
Now, Anne, how old were you two, roughly, and what were you doing for a living, the two of you?
I was a magazine editor in New York, writer as well. And I was 29 when we got married and decided before our first year anniversary we would set out on this trip.
What was Mike doing?
I was 34 and in social networking and digital marketing in New York.
All right. How did you shut down your operation in New York, so to speak?
I actually told my company that right when we decided we were going to go on this trip, I gave my company a one-year notice. Actually, I was just joining them, and I told them I'd join for a one-year contract. And at the end of that year, I was going to rent out my apartment and go on this 1 year trip around the world. And Anne,
that I sort of had to keep it a little secret, which was, you know, weighing on me a bit, that I was about to do this massive thing with my husband and going to leave. But I gave them ample notice, and then they were supportive because they knew we were following our dream, and you can't be mad at that. So we went after it.
Did you all know that you were going to be gone 2 years? Did you know your exact itinerary, and did you have a budget? I know those are big questions, but because we have limited time, you can answer those as quickly as possible. Mike?
For sure. We originally started out to do a year-long trip. Halfway through, it turned into 500 days, and then when we realized we were still under budget, it turned into 675. And what was our budget on the trip? We ended up spending on about $76 per day for the two of us, inclusive of flights, hotels, excursions, everything. And that's averaged between really expensive countries like Norway and Japan and incredibly cheap countries like Bolivia, Cambodia, and Vietnam.
And did you guys get along? I mean, were there moments where you all disagreed on things in a beyond the routine sort of discussion way?
I mean, things are moving so fast when you're traveling, and there's going to be moments where it's, you know, you're late for a bus and you're running, and there are going to be moments of stress, but you also learn to address them and deal with your
problems. But you're also together all the time.
24 hours a day. I mean, I was kind of nervous going into, everyone's like, you guys are going to kill each other.
Sure.
And no, it was really smooth. We bonded like you can't even imagine. And you just get into a flow with one another, and you're seeing and sharing these amazing things and have these memories for our whole lives. I mean, we can laugh about things and think about things forever with all the fodder we have from 675 days in 32 countries.
Mike and Ann Howard have produced, I'm sorry, Ann, I've got to say goodbye to you, but I don't want to do it without talking about your website. Mike and Ann Howard have produced used a very handsome, very easy-to-use website called honeytrek.com, and they will also consult with you if you are thinking about an extended trip. Go to honeytrek.com and check it out. And Mike and Ann, mazel tov on your marriage. Congratulations on staying together, and I hope you have a long, happy life together.
It's been great talking to you.
HoneyTrek is their website. You can also find them on Facebook. You're listening to Rudy Maxa's World. We'll be right back.